All right, guys, we're back. This is Let's Talk Otaku Podcast, and today we are with Ben Buttons, and he's over at, on YouTube as well. Are you also going to be on Twitch, Ben?
Oh, yeah, no. So I'm going to be playing a bunch of games on Twitch. I'm going to be having a good time. I've got some friends that will be joining me very quickly. We're getting it set up, but not quite there yet, but when they are, I'll be going live with them because they really want it. They have a lot of stuff to say, and they have a lot of stuff they want to be saying it with, so...
I gotcha.
Good fun times. Good Heck presentations. Yeah. No IRL content. I'm not going outside.
Understand. No grass. Not touching it. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about not touching grass in anime. So, as an anime watcher, got just kind of a few questions before we kind of delve into. We're going to be talking again about the kind of different martial arts animes and the best ones to watch. But just to kind of get a little look into your life, what was one of the first animes that started you off on anime?
Okay, so first anime ever, before I even knew what anime was Bakugan Battle Brawlers. Okay. You know, like, you know what Bakugan is. Mm-hmm. It's become pretty meme-worthy, but that was the first one where it's like, oh yeah, I'm sitting down, I'm watching it, and like, this is a different storytelling style. They have different tropes. They have different animation style. That... far and away was the first one, by far. If we're not counting old, like Super Friends, like Spider-Man, anything like that was already animated by Toei and like outsourced. If we're not counting that, then it was Bakugan.
Okay, yeah, for sure. No, yeah, actual series, yeah. Okay, yeah. Look, gotcha. Yeah, so jumping into the Happy Meal of the of the anime world. I gotcha.
Absolutely.
All right. So question number two. So obviously that was your first anime. Now, what was the first like series that you just absolutely just dived in on, and that was you would talk about it all the time?
Brother. Listen, when I tell you, the first time I watched anime proper, like I'm watching anime TM, and I mm-hmm. still recommended it. Kenichi, the Mightiest Disciple.
Gotcha.
It is the golden standard of being like, hey, go watch this. It's 50 episodes. You will get through it pretty easily. You can stop after the first season if you don't like it. It's so easy. It's so good. It's perfect.
It's a great choice, too, considering that it's also martial, which is one of the reasons we're talking about this. Yeah, very martial arts.
It's not just martial, though. That's the thing. It's not just a martial show. It's like, hey, it's instructional guide. It's not like... Yeah, we'll get into it.
Absolutely. Okay, so just a few more questions. One, all-time waifu or husbando?
All-time waifu or husbando? Do we include games?
Oh, we can, yeah, for sure. We can. They just have to be animated.
They just got to be animated. I see. Okay.
Well, we're not going to... I take that back. We're not going to take anything from DreamWorks or Disney.
Okay, so we're full anime.
Anime or video game?
Anime waifu. I'm a big 2B guy. I like 2B.
2B. Solid choice.
If we're counting it, Rouge the Bat. I like Rouge the Bat. Hits the Bat from Sonic the Hedgehog.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I see. I was like, what the? Is that?
No.
Nice.
But no, like, if we're not counting, like, Disney or DreamWorks, there's a whole bunch of them. I don't have one that, like, is set in stone for me. I'm pretty fluid.
Oh yeah, 2B super solid. Of course, you have to explode her in the very beginning of the game to really enjoy her.
I believe it's the start of a speedrun, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you can just do it anytime. As long as you explode her, that skirt stays off.
Wait, the whole game?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Is there a way you can get it back?
If you just have to, and you know the very first... The camp that you first go into, like that you first like see the humans on Earth or whatever, and you're talking to them.
Yeah.
As long as you blow up in there, you black box in there, or you do it on the ship, which also gives you like two of the endings as well, for the letter endings. But as long as you do it there, it just will stay off the game.
Ah, that's interesting. I never did that. I played the game like a real fucking person.
I played it as a pervert. No, just kidding. I knew what I was there for, and I played it correctly. I played it as somebody who doesn't touch grass, okay?
Yes, we're going to explore the deeper meanings of like life and existence and booty. That's yeah, all we yeah. look at is booty.
to be fair, when
I go for the latter every time.
The reason I figured that out and like I was researching it, like, oh, is this just like, is it glitching? And no, they're like, oh no, that's exactly how you do it. And it was like a meme, was because when I started the game, like the game was cool, but I was like so obsessed that they had the 26 endings that were just each letter. And so I was so determined to find all those. And one of the first ones you can easily quickly do is the one in the camp that immediately knocks off. See. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
So you were like achievement hunting.
Well, yeah, it was achievement hunting. And then it was because very Dark Souls player, so enjoying playing.
Oh, true.
Doing
that
all that.
True.
So that's why I got into it. And then it was like immediately, like it took the game from like, oh yeah, anybody can come in and watch the thing. And it was like, okay, well, I'm going to be playing this by myself. Nobody's allowed to come here. Parents walking like, what? And so.
Hey, son, what? Oh, you winning, son? Turn like, around.
Absolutely.
9S has, spoiler alert, 9S has 2B's arm as he's killing a bunch of her. It's like, ah.
Just.
Crying down your face, you're traumatized forever because this is not where you expected this game to go.
Yeah, funny robots. Having what seems to be like an orgy when you first, and then you're like, haha, and then you're like, oh, they're feeling things.
And now they are a suicide cult.
Yeah, now they are
me
a suicide
cult. Will die and become as gods.
Become as gods. Become. Such a great game. Such a great game. All right. So I guess really last two questions. Subs or dubs?
Ooh. Okay. So this is highly contentious. In my household, I'm not sure if it is around. I know a ton of people used to have a real beef with dubs, but nowadays I find it, I can't watch anime subbed. Mostly because subbed requires me to be comprehending what's going on such an intimate level that like for some shows it's like, oh yeah, no, like I'm not going to watch Angel Beats dubbed, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it subbed because I'm going to take that time. I'm not watching Dragon Ball subbed. I'm going to watch it dubbed.
Absolutely
while I'm
fair.
Fortnite or like any other game, Mario Superstar Baseball, I'm going to watch something dubbed because I want to be doing something else. Otherwise, I'm conking out anyway.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I get that. That's typically what I tend to also kind of do is, you know, if I'm watching like really any action or shonen, dubbed is perfectly fine unless for whatever reason, like I feel like the dub actors are like annoying sounding.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm like going all the time to dub. That's fine. Especially because I'm sure like even you, like I'll be doing stuff usually while I'm watching something anyways.
Absolutely. 100%.
So being able to just kind of hear it, kind of engage when I need to on see what's going on, but just keep moving. Cool. Whereas like if I'm watching any type of dialogue heavy or comedy specifically anime, I want to see it in sub, just not just because of like, okay, I'm being engaged, but also because like in comedy they have all the different sounds that they do as Japanese voice actors, like sound effects that you do not get the same in dub.
The performance, the cadence, the timing, it's all completely different that you will not get unless you watch it in subbed.
Absolutely.
Like I'm not like one near and dear to close to your heart. I'm not sure how familiar you of your fans are with your with the series. Spice and Wolf is a sub only anime in my household. So
100%.
I'm sorry, not sorry. Nothing against the dub, but like I'm not watching that any other way.
Yeah,
that's 100%. Just how it is.
I agree with that for 100%. And it's nothing even against the actual dub because they did a phenomenal job.
Fine.
It's just it's a whole different feel of that show for sure.
Dude, funny enough you say that, I tried to watch Demon Slayer for the first time. I fell asleep in the middle of every episode watching it dubbed.
Fair.
I can't get through an episode. I don't know what it is, but I will get in there, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, and now we...
You said Demon Slayer, right?
Yeah, Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I
hate Inosuke's voice in dub.
Really?
It's the only thing
I don't
even
like.
Know
who that character is.
Pig Boy.
Big Boy?
Pig
Boy.
Oh,
with the
mask.
Oh, Pig Boy.
Pig Boy.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. He, for, like, they made him, like, overly cringe sounding in the dub, in my opinion. Like, he's like, whoa! Like, all kinds of different stuff, and, like, he's goofy, which he is a goofy character, so I understood what they were going for. But his voice actor in sub is so funny because he still has that. But then when he fights, he's like, oh, like he gets all like super deep. And you're like, oh, like, you understand why people are getting, like, scared. You're like, oh, wait, hold up.
And that's a technique you rarely see done in traditional dubbing, just in general voice acting. A ton of people make good use of multiple voices, but they won't do it in the same way that their Japanese counterparts are doing it. They 100%. Won't apply it. It's like looking at All Might in dubbed versus subbed. Like, the first time you look at that, it's like, oh, yeah, in dub, that's perfectly fine. The moment you listen to All Might in sub, it changes your whole view on what this character is.
Yeah.
The whole point, it's totally different. It adds more context to the character. But I'm also not watching My Hero Academia, so I'm not going to speak too much on that.
Fair. Absolutely.
Stop mutilating your characters.
Oh, please. Maybe we'll build them up and then just cut them down. But oh, yeah. I guess we'll get into this. So, obviously, kind of doing this it's a lot of different words. Anyways, we kind of wanted to do this and talk on here, get you on here, about talking about these really just good martial animes. And it's one thing that I've noticed, even in the newer animes that are coming out, they're finally starting to kind of go back to the roots and have that. But honestly, for probably the last 10 years, we haven't really had many great, if any, actual martial arts type action or anime in normal recent media. So I want to go over just some that you had suggestions on, just kind of good ones for the viewers to kind of check out and get into, because obviously JJK came out and it's blown up. Everybody's watched JJK, loved Jujutsu Kaisen, great show, and it showed lots of potential in martial arts, and them literally, like, the scene with Goju going off against Satoru was, like, huge, of the like, just one hand, just, like, actual combat. But really, I felt like, and I'm sure you might agree with this, that probably 80s up to like 2010, like, the martial arts was a much more like important point of a show, of showing skill versus just powers. Dude, like, it was more about like technique and the actual art. It was like the Bruce Lee versus just seeing somebody box.
So 100% you are right about that. I can tell you what killed that.
Go on.
So
please.
That drop off came around the time that the popularity of MMA came into play. If you will look at any sort of development in the Tekken gameplay and what it is, mixed martial arts killed the idea of technique mattering in a lot of ways. You'll find this in a lot of 80s and 90s. The martial arts were so mythologized. Is that the word for it?
That makes, I mean, yeah, acted upon pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. It was made into mythology. It's like, oh yes, no matter what, if I can hone in on this technique, it will beat anything that anything can throw at me in a street fight. Of course, we also look at that and we look at stuff like Dragon Ball Z, and it's like, nope, we're going to shout, we're going to scream, we're going to do all these things. But I think that the death of the importance of technique in a lot of situations came with MMA really showing what martial arts is in the ring, like what happens one-on-one, what is a real fight between a karate master and a Muay Thai master actually look like. And what it looks like is a brawl that is on the ground as people are trying to punch each other and choke each other out. That's just what it turns into.
Yeah,
obviously nowadays we're returning to form, because everybody who grew up on Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris, and people who came in when, like, Steven Seagal with his Aikido was coming in, it's like, and people who grew up with Tekken, which is far and away the most important anime martial arts thing to really carry on the tradition from the 90s to now, that a lot of people who have grown up with that are now working in animation. And you can tell because they keep ranting about Tekken in the middle of it.
Very
true. Keep putting these references. So it's like, yeah, no, 100% they're drawing back on those necessities.
That was a great point of, yeah, the people who grew up and loving that and having a respect for it are now the ones able to actually produce it. That's very solid. And it was crazy, because even in the time, like, in the golden era of having the martial animes and stuff go on, you still had, like, we had, like, Dragon Ball Z was going right at the same time that Naruto and Genshin Mai's Disciple and, like, all these other bangers of martials, like, still Naruto, we had the shonen and power and stuff, but even with those being out there, it was still like a highlight, and it just I didn't even think about it on that. That's actually a great point of MMA and US, that stuff coming out and people realizing, whoa, hey, look.
It's like
we don't have to put that much work into this and get more benefit of just seeing people
100%
just people see yeah 100 which obviously 100% you're versus doing actual technique and showing and doing things you're bite and blast
just you know funny enough we bring that up is because one of like the old schools of the old schools Hajime no Ippo is 100% just a manual put into anime form of how to box, which is very interesting, in my opinion, because you have a lot of these shonen coming out where it's like, okay, we're trying to produce fast animation on a cheap budget with as minimal staff as possible. How can we do that? Where it's a lot of still frames, it's a lot of color work that we're able to like reproduce consistently. It's a lot of tracing, but like, no, if you look at some older animations, I'm calling out Hajime no Ippo almost specifically. It puts so much intricacy inside of its animation. It's like, we can try that, but it has to really be a labor of love from the studio. Be like, we have to put our full force behind this to really push this forward. Until then, we will continue to reproduce the same kind of stuff we always did. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have a talented fighting choreographer, it's not going to look good at all.
Exactly. So that's what that's another topic I was going to point on, is it's, you can tell how good and amazing some of these martial animes are just for, and like the technique and like, especially like you were saying, like the details into these drawings, because you can go back and watch these things from the 80s, early 90s, whatever, and for their animation, for compared to what's going out at the same time, sure, you like most people go watch and be like, okay, that looks 80s, that's old, it's whatever. But if you actually go and watch just the actual animation, it is mind blowing how like ahead of their competitors they are in just actual like fluidity of actual like motion. Like you can tell like this isn't just steel frame, cut out of a manga. Like they were specifically writing the movements in between scenes for these. They weren't just taking what the manga creator put in a frame and then put the next frame, which is what a lot of normal animation is nowadays. Or even at the same time, you had Dragon Ball and everything, and it was pretty much just cut snippets of the actual normal cutouts of the actual manga.
Yeah, and if you're producing 400 episodes, I would argue it makes sense to do that.
Oh, 100%.
However, I'm going back and I'm watching Initial D way more than I'm watching pretty much anything else. Because those people not only understood like racing and technique, they also understood interpersonal drama and how important it is that no matter what, we have something interesting going on. Like, people shout out Akira all the time. It's like, why does that happen? It's because they were able to put the time and love into that to make it look good.
Shoot, Rurouni Kenshin got a freaking remake because they had so many just loyal fans to it for it being, it had hit all the points of what you want entertainment-wise. It had drama, it had love interest, it had all these things. But at the end of the day, it was just a solid, beautiful showing of technique and how his own inner strife with different things reflected in his technique. It wasn't just, hey, I slash your sword.
Yeah. Another one I want to shout out came out in 2004. Tenjo Tengi, I think it's pronounced. Another one of those. It's more adult-oriented, but all of its fighting, all of its action scenes are done in such a detailed and intricate way. While they're still using some tricks to cut budget, everybody does it. You can genuinely see the love that they're pouring into what's going on, especially anytime you see Bob Makihabara show up. Just that is a time it's like, okay, I'm watching this dude fight no matter what happens. I do not care. Like, that'll keep me coming back to a show, especially for like a martial arts anime.
Yeah, 100%. And what, like, one of the coolest things to me is, like, and you can tell, like, a really good studio when they're handling these things, is, and I think this goes really for any type of talent that you'll see in any anime. This could be music, sword fighting, it could be a sport. When you're actually seeing the real-life technique where it's like that, where it's, like, literal manual, and you're like, no, this is, like, yes, it's an animation, but that's, like, real. That is how you would do that. Like, dude, when you watch, like, Your Lie in April, when you watch them play the piano, you're like, yeah, this is animation stuff, but that's how you hit the C key. Like, they went in-depth in making sure.
That's middle C. He's playing middle C.
Yeah, like, 100%. You're like, holy crap. They went out of their way to make sure not only did they produce something that they want to look good, and this is, like, a very, like, detailed topic, but they went and put even more work to make sure, hey, if this was like live action, you're watching this, this is what they're touching. So like, even like one of the newer ones that I will give some credit to is like, I'll give Baki some credit. While I won't say its story writing is like one of my favorites, it's a little cringe.
It's JoJo's story writing.
I agree.
I can't get into
bro,
it.
Bro, when your dad's walking in on you with your girlfriend, is like, do it, son. Like, that's like bro, this is too much.
There's too much muscle in that.
It's a little too much.
I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, too much muscle. But anyways, at least one of the cool things that they do is they show the different styles of technique, and they do a phenomenal job of, okay, that's, I was trying to remember one, what does he do? Oh, that's Muay Thai. That's over there. He's doing, there's another like tribal one that, like one of them does. And they, when they actually do it on scene, like they have, sure, they might have funny names for their moves and techniques that they're doing, but they are like, no, that is Taekwondo. That is karate. That is like, you're seeing like, okay, like then they'll go into depth. They're like, okay, he's going to use more foot or leverage or different things going because he has these backgrounds. Oh, he's a judo. Oh. So, and it gets in detail. And I love that because you're seeing, for the average watcher who's watching that, they're like, okay, this is cool. But for the people who are really into these and really into actual tactician and actual like detail of these sports, like even appreciate it more. Like they go above and beyond just for that.
Yeah. That's an interesting comparison we're making here, is that a lot of animation specifically for martial arts is one that mimics real life.
Mm-hmm.
When I know for a fact that maybe that's a sort of bias in style and how we like it, because I know a ton of people who love how Dragon Ball fights. And I know a ton of people who like get into that sort of thing. It's like, no, that's hype. And that's what I like. And I'm like, man, it's kind of like I had unironically, I had an interaction with another streamer over Twitter mm-hmm. right now, where he was talking about he had just watched, little off topic, he had gotten through Asteroid City by, what's his name? He's a very famous director. He did Fantastic Mr. Fox and Isle of Dogs.
Oh, that's good. Hang on, I got it right here.
Yeah, you can cut this part out.
I don't want to. It makes it feel more real. Asteroid City. Which I've been wanting to watch that because that movie looked cool. Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson.
Yeah. All right.
But okay. Yeah. So Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson specifically, I think, works in a style of animation far better than he works in live action.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the style of writing is better. I made the comparison. It's like, yeah, I don't think I could ever watch a style of Dragon Ball show in live action. I don't think it works.
Because what, you didn't like the Dragon Ball live action? That's crazy, bro.
Dude, Dragon Ball live action number one wasn't
unironically, also off topic, I do kind of want to do, I'll probably have a few different people I do this with, just doing a live react, just watching it would be just so much fun. Maybe even making like a slight drinking game out of it or something, but it'd be hilarious.
Maybe.
But, it'd be hilarious. I feel like I would have to drink in order to get through them.
Yeah, but like I felt this way about pretty much any anime live action that has come out, because there are some of them, at least the ones they're picking, they don't work. Like, can you imagine trying to make Death Note live action? Can you imagine a 1-to-1 recreation of Potato Chip? That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. The only reason that works is because they can so dramatically animate that and specifically have it frame by frame, and you're looking at a drawing at the end of the day.
100%. And it's one of those things that we, like, especially with anime, that, like, we don't, because out of obviously respect, we don't call them cartoons, but at the same time, it's still like animation. So the same thing that toons or cartoons usually have that make us, like the funny sound effects that go off, or in most animes they have somebody who's like wigging out and actually goes unphysically, like, actually out of frame, like, unrealistic, like, a real person can't do that, or do different random things, crazy facial expressions, but because it's a format that we love, and we can kind of use those as, like, hey, this isn't real, but something enjoyed, like, I do get what you're saying, 100%.
Yeah, but to tie that back into what we were talking about with how we personally like our martial arts animes, I think it really speaks to how we grew up and the movies that we grew up with, where it's like, no, dude, I want to see the technique this dude is using. I want to be able to copy that choreography. Whereas, like, most people, especially people who grew up with, like, starting with Dragon Ball, where it's like, no, I want to scream until I build enough power to kill this dude. And then I want a Destructo Disc. It's like, no, dude, I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again. See, four times.
Four times. So this is how I'm going to do it. Like, that's one of the things, like, that's cool to me, though, is it's a, yes, it's not real, but it is real.
But,
like,
dude, it's real, but I felt that punch.
I know I could do that. Like, it's not one of those, like, I know I can't fly.
Yeah.
But if I practice hard enough, I know I can spin kick that dude.
Dude, I'm tying it back. Kenichi the Mightiest Disciple, active call out number two. Mm-hmm. Best anime ever. It, literally the entire first season is them teaching him real martial arts techniques. Like, stuff that is actually in there, showing him how to do it, how it works, and it ties back into the episode. So, like, you're looking at those as like, oh, yeah, no, he's going through conditioning, like actual conditioning. He's having to build muscle strength and flexibility before he's able to pull some of this stuff off. But also, here's the physics of a punch. Literally just splays it out. Turn from your hips. Make sure your feet are on the ground because all of your mass is coming from it. They explain the physics of throwing people in jiu-jitsu and judo and, like, how that works. Dude, this dude fights a boxer. It's like one of the main points in the first season. He's fighting a boxer named Takeda. The number one thing they do is, like, aim for his legs. Because if you aim for a boxer's legs, he doesn't have anything to defend himself, which is something we found out in MMA very quickly. You can have the best hands in the world, but if you Muay Thai kick this dude in the knee, he's going to fall.
He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's stuff like that. So it's another reason I'm like, dude, if you want to watch it and you grew up, not even just if you grew up, if you want to watch it and you did not start on anime, if you're starting now in anime, this is something that will be able to connect you, because later on they start teaching him the screaming Destructo Disc stuff. They start going into, like, what ki is, and, like, this is your field of oppression, and if you breathe with enough murderous intent, you can intimidate your opponents and you can feel it coming off of everybody. It's sixth danger sense and stuff like that. And while an aspect of that does exist, it really does start getting into what Shonen turned into for a long time.
100%.
It's like, perfect portal. Which is like, oh, we're starting out with Bruce Lee, but we're ending with Dragon Ball.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a tie back to just kind of what you said. That's a great first kind of get into anime and start getting into anime anyways, because if you can, even if you're, like, been somebody who's like, ah, I don't really care for the art style, like, I just don't get into anime, if you can find something that really, like, ties you into something and starts drawing it in, that's a great first way to get into something. And then, okay, now I can take the more exaggerated stuff. I can take 100%. The more crazy, off the wall. By the way, I have a stand now, and
yeah. By the way, now gay. I have a second.
Yeah,
it reminds me of, like, drinking, like, beer. It's like, oh yeah, no, we don't start you drinking beer. No,
yeah.
We're gonna put some food on your plate that pairs well with the beer, but you're gonna order another drink first. We're gonna have you, like, drink a water or something, and then we're gonna be like, now try the beer with the meat, and we're gonna see how that plays with your, and, like, working your way through that. It's
bitter. Oh, it's not bad. It's not bad. Cocaine. Yeah. Not just
like, yeah, and then slowly we're gonna put a scotch on here, and you're just gonna drink that.
Yeah, it's just a slow slippery slope.
You gotta build your top. You gotta build your tolerance level. Most people, when they're introduced to some new style of animation, they need to build their tolerance level to what they're willing to put up with. The first anime I tried to watch after Kenichi the Mightiest Disciple, everybody told me to go watch JoJo's. You cannot start with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. That is a tolerance level.
I was gonna say
vodka level anime.
I'm a pretty huge JoJo's lover, and if JoJo's had been anywhere near my first lineup ever, I would have absolutely dropped that, like, in a heartbeat. I would not have been into it. at all. In fact, I think JoJo's, to be completely fair, and this is speaking as somebody who's a fan of JoJo's, I only think JoJo's is as funny as it is and as good of a show as it is because of its actually culture with memes and memes being a thing now.
Oh, interesting.
I it's actually a show because of the slapstick and the dumb stuff that goes on with it. Those like same memes are just mass used to where it makes looking at other shows and comparing it funny. I really think if it came out, even at the animation level that it is, if it came out in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, it would not do as well at all.
Wait, did it not? I thought it started then. Did it not?
He started writing. It was not a big popular thing. He had something going. It wasn't really until the first thing got animated out now in, I want to say, 2015, I want to say, first season of JoJo's came out.
Really?
Yeah, it's a newer one, comparatively. It's still, what, that's still 10 years ago. Gosh, think about that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's 10 years ago.
But comparatively, it was really because so many people were literally memeing Dio and JoJo and the stand. 12, okay. So I knew it was right in that part. But it was after the 2010s. It memes, that's meme golden era, is that 2012 to 14 is
Bulldozer.
When just going.
Yeah.
But yeah, all the stupid, just random memes, the extraness that JoJo's is getting fully masked, got so much fandom because they're like, yo, what the hell is this show? Like, let's go and do it. And then, like, me and Pink Cheeks, one of our mutual friends, it's 100% somebody that, like, yeah, it's an okay show. There's so much better shows, but I can now walk over to him and be like, Jotaro. And it's just like this funny, like, a whole, like, meme culture that you have with it.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, that was a little grant. Anyways, the point of that is...
The reason you're into JoJo's is fandom?
Is for meme. It's just straight
stand-em.
Meme.
Stand-em, I got
stand-em,
you.
Stand-em. It's just meme. Like, I will say, like, later on certain seasons, like, you have, like, Steel Ball Run, which isn't animated yet, which is actually a good read. And you have stuff like
that. Real quick, what season would that be?
It really wouldn't be a season. It's kind of like a separate...
It's a separate thing?
It's a separate thing within the thing. Seven? They're like horses.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
They are horses.
You're not just gonna say they have a My Little Pony section and then rush past it. Why does JoJo's have a My Little Pony section?
Because you might as well. If it works so well for kids, why can't it work for adults? God, no. It's the true bronies.
No, dude, you can't tell me
this. Okay. But even on top of that, like the latest thing they came up with, Giorno, the Golden Wind type era and stuff, actually had, as far as like, this is like a mob and they're trying to overthrow the mob and like kind of plot stuff, actually had like a decent plot and it was actually really cool just watch and follow. But it's still, even with it, has so much just extraness to it where you're like, oh my gosh, this is so just dumb, but it's so just enjoyable and memeable that you could just, with anybody who watches it, you're like, it's 100% just knowing the same meme or reference, and if you ever said it in like somebody in the public place, is just like, oh, it's that feeling, is what JoJo, at least for me. Some people are going to be like, bro, JoJo's is actually Christ, God. Just, like
my brother in Christ, that's just called fandom.
Yeah.
You described Undertale.
I did describe fandom, but I'm describing fandom to the point of that I feel like this fandom specifically doesn't even necessarily care about, like, obviously there's going to be outliers. There are some people who are like, oh, these are the actual best stands and all this. Obviously there's going to be that because, again, fandom. But I'd say the majority, any friends I have, most of the people that I've seen, they don't even really care about the lore. They don't even care about the characters. It's just literally quoting dumb shit to each other. Like, 100% is just I have new memes I can use because I watch the show. Oh, it's 100%. The amount of times that I'm playing video games with one of them and I'll just say something or they'll say something, don't even really care. It's just
are
the fact that we
say. Are you approaching me?
Yeah, pretty much.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I genuinely, like, on a core level, unlocking a core dislike.
But that's what, like, I try to tell people. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't watch JoJo's. I'm like, you're watching it for the wrong reasons. You're trying to enjoy a show. Don't enjoy the show. enjoy the material you'll get from the show. You'll unlock a new arsenal. But anyways, that was a rant of but
that's another point episode, of, man.
Yeah,
you got point, another point, episode out of this.
Yeah,
that's gonna be. You gotta get two profile pictures of us as horses. That's the side episode.
Just like everybody's like, what the?
That's like, Steel Ball Run.
Steel Ball Run. It's actually just two like marbles with like feet. It's like,
oh my god.
But
we're droid Deckas from Star Wars.
Oh my gosh. Steel Ball Run. I think.
Put them up.
But no, but Marshall, all this to pull back that shows, even if it's extreme or whatever like that, like most people who are coming into anime for the first time, that's not what they're looking for, obviously. Please like don't. even in the anime world, people are looking for that. So to have even something that is really well, usually really well paced as far as story goes, really well animated, even for its time, and just really resonate on like a more real level, at least in my opinion, older actual Marshall animes and stuff that is finally starting to come out with Marshall is a really cool connective device and means to start into anime as well. You went quiet on me. I can't hear you. Hiro? He's going to come back, Steel Ball Run. Friend? Ah, his mic disconnected. I already did finish my thought. Shama Lama Hama Lama. My mama's a Padama Lama. Nice. This whole little bag is 4 servings. It's pecans. I don't feel like you can eat a lot of pecans. True, it was at a transition point. That's fair. What's your name? What's your name? Baby girl, what's your name? Ooh. Delectable.
I'm back.
All right, hey, cool. Guess that. Who's back?
Give me another clap.
Okay.
Dude, every time you do that, it clips the mic and I don't hear the clap. It's so funny. I keep asking you to do it because every time you go, and it goes.
sorry, right?
Nope, still dead. It's so funny every time, dude.
That's crazy.
It's so good.
You do like a.
Nope, still not there.
That's crazy. Well, I'll just do a...
Nope.
Okay, yeah, well, it's for me, not you, anyways.
So I know, I'll just but it's do so the, funny.
I'll just dude, do it, and so you'll go funny. Off of it. But basically, I said all that stuff. You heard what I said last, right?
What'd you say last?
Last was essentially... That just kind of, bringing it all back of basically older animation is a, especially in martial animes, is a great way to start actually getting into anime, actually, unironically. Like, it's
yes. Don't be afraid of the two black bars on the side of the screen. If your anime is in 4:3, chances are a lot of people are going to like it still.
Yeah. For sure.
If you're looking at old classic 4:3 anime, chances are it's going to be hand-drawn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy for people to get into hand-drawn. But it's also like fair to be like, no, just go check out the newest episode of Jujutsu Kaisen.
That's true. Absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like kind of even with JJK, like I can understand why some people are like, I don't want to watch a panda fight thing. So that doesn't seem
right. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's super cool to see things like the beginning of Kenshi the Miner's Disciple or now I'm messing
Hajime
up.
Hajime no Ippo?
Yeah, no Ippo. Or seeing Rurouni Kenshin and seeing like they have more realistic at least starts before they start accelerating on anything.
Yeah.
Makes it look like you're just watching an animation of something, but not crazy.
Essentially, what you're doing is when you're introducing animated people, what you're doing is they are frogs and you're putting them in a pot. Mm-hmm. And you are slowly raising the temperature of the pot. Slowly until you can boil them from the inside. That's all you're doing. Friends are frogs and
that's gonna be the clip. My friends are frogs, so you will watch anime.
That's all it is.
That'll be the thumbnail.
Any introduction into anything. That's all it is. That's how you make people like stuff. Is you just get them used to it and you slowly boil them alive.
Yes, peer pressure is a real thing. Peer pressure your friends into anime. Always.
It's better start with choice. Something good. Don't peer pressure them. Don't and start with.
Don't
like,
be like. Yeah. Don't be like. Hey, JoJo's. You gotta start anime, bro. You've gotta watch this.
I got this anime for you. Right. All right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna sit down and we're gonna watch it. It's Devilman Crybaby.
Oh my gosh.
You want to traumatize some people? That's just going in. It's like, no, I'm gonna put a chemical napalm burn on this guy.
It's gonna be like those people are crazy and they're psychopaths. I will never talk to an anime fan.
So essentially, all you have to do is you sit them down and you force them to watch Evangelion, and they will fall in love.
That's fair.
It's not real. I'm being sarcastic.
That's fair.
I'm sorry.
It's 100%. That's fair to absolutely kill somebody. Like you'd be like,
Pumpkin Scissors. That's what I'm going to recommend. You're a first time anime watcher,
dude. No, first Hitman anime
reborn.
Yeah, absolutely. Your first anime has got to be something more intense than all that. You gotta jump right into Elfen Lied, or you gotta jump into Soul Eater.
Soul Eater is fine. I'm gonna actually go to bat for Soul Eater. Soul Eater works perfect if they're a Tim Burton fan.
If they are a Tim Burton fan. Luckily, I was Tim Burton. That was my first anime. But for just jumping in, even as a Tim Burton fan and being fine, and this was my first anime, and I still love the show. But even jumping into it, I was like, is this what all anime
trying to kill people?
Like, I feel like it'd be the same if like somebody like even if you're into vampires and ghouls and stuff. Like, if your first anime was Tokyo Ghoul, you'd still be like,
oh, dude, don't even get me started. Dude, whenever you do the Death Game episode, I want to be on it because I'm a known hater of Death Game.
Anything. Really? See, actually, I'm the opposite. I'm a Death Game. But to be fair, do you watch Death Game animes properly?
Yes.
How do you watch Death Game animes?
I try to figure out the game.
Incorrect. You're doing it wrong.
No, I'm not. A Death Game anime is a Sherlock Holmes episode. You should be able to figure out the mystery.
It's only part of it.
Okay, what's the other part?
You have to watch with somebody at the same time, and you have to be fighting and debating them like it's a competition
to beat
the other person in the same room with you on it. And second, if you know that it's a full Death Game, you take wagers on who's going to die first and who's going to be last standing.
Well, yeah.
You have to be into gambling.
Here's the thing.
To enjoy.
I couldn't do that. I can tell you who's going to die in a Death Game anime. It's very easy to tell. Here's the thing. I watch Squid Game. It's just another Death Game.
I told my wife
the twist before it aired. I knew what happened because it's so predictable. I think
because a lot of them are using already same trends. Like there's only so much you can do.
That's a different episode.
In fact, that's a good one for us to do next.
It's a good one. Hit me up on every episode. I'm now co-host. I am hijacking the show.
Every episode. Okay, we just.
I want to be on every episode. If there's a new show that comes out, I will only watch it for this. So modern anime. I'm going to shout a couple out. Obviously, I like trash. I like trash, trash. There's this one anime that I've been watching that is about a guy who's the son of a Casanova. And what they define a Casanova to be is this man has had so many children. He is a harem anime protagonist, but now he's the son of one. So this man is like, no, I'm not going to have sex ever. I'm going to go to a monastery, and I'm just going to sit here, and I'm not going to...
What is that one called? Somebody was telling me about this.
Oh, it was probably me. Give me 1 second. I'm going to see if I can find it.
As far as funny trash ones I've been watching, there's the new viral hit one that I've been watching, It's literally called Viral Hit. And what it is...
Ew, why?
What it is it's making fun of... So it's in like a world and they're in high school and like everybody is an influencer and YouTuber. They call it Newtube. Like everybody. And so there's this kid and he's like really poor. So they'll pay him like $5 to do stuff or be like in his videos or help out. Like they'll just toss him like shortchange and he does whatever they want because he needs the money. But they'll like use him for like makeup props. So like the like makeup influencer will use like makeup on him. So he'll like look like a clown. Or there was one where he was standing so somebody could like pose on him like as he was like giving a demonstration. Like he's just being used basically as a punching bag for just a few bucks to help them stuff. Well, he's at a Twitch streamer's house. Actually, the Twitch streamer like rents one of his rooms because he needs the rent. And he's like making him food real quick and he brings it over to him. And the dude's like, dude, this is garbage, and like slaps it out of his hand. Well, the dude like snaps and starts beating his ass on stream, like just on, really? On stream. And they thought that the video had cut and like they had whatever, and so the dude like leaves, goes to his actual house and like leaves, and he just like falls asleep like bruised and bloody like on the floor. Well, that Twitch stream like blows up because it's like,
oh, he creates World Star.
Pretty much. It's
awesome.
World Star. Pretty much.
Hold on.
And so
hold on.
It's actually
cool.
And so he makes a channel where he just starts beating these people's butts. And it's funny. It's so, like, kind of cringe, but you're like, I kind of feel him. Like, I want to do this sometimes.
But so it's called No One Can Live on Loneliness, Tenpuru. Okay. It's trash. It's so trash. It is the best trash you will ever eat. Will watch it, and then you will eat dinner, and it will be like, good God. It's so good.
Gotta love
it. I watch weird stuff, but if I'm on this show, I'm going to be like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be like, all right, you need to watch the next episodes of Demon Slayer. It's like, I'll take some Adderall and watch it. I will watch.
I stared at the screen. I don't remember what happened.
I will watch it in sub.
I will sit
down.
I'll do this for you.
I will do this for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we'll definitely get you back on here. We'll do Death Game. Actually does sound like a fun episode to do.
Dude, I will you need somebody to defend Death Game. That's not just you though.
That's true. I might be able to see if one of my brothers will do it, cuz a lot of them like it. But absolutely. We might do that. Might do like a tournament anime, cuz I know me and Joe were almost going to do that, but we ended up not.
Ooh, interesting.
So just good tournament arcs and what makes a good tournament arc, because those are real fun. But
yeah,
absolutely. So anybody can go and check you out at your channel, Ben Buttons, Ben with two N's, correct?
Yeah, Ben Buttons. Absolutely. I'll send a link that you can put in the description, and then you can like put it in like Comic Sans.
Oh yeah,
like 78.5 absolutely across the screen. Just Ben Buttons.
Absolutely.
You can, and then I think I'll probably be streaming at Ben Buttons on Twitch as well.
Okay, eventually. Heck yeah. All right.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll come on here and promote them when it's time.
Heck yeah, absolutely.
You might be able to meet Old Young Benjamin.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
I could show you a little bit of his antics.
It'll be a reveal. That'd be cool.
No, it won't be a reveal.
It'll be a reveal for my channel. Yes.
100%. You will be the first person to interact with him who's not me. Dude, he's a character. I don't get him. I don't know how this is going
to
work out.
It's crazy. Well, interesting. Yeah. For everybody who's listening to this, that'll be news for another day. It's just antics. Yeah. But absolutely. But yeah, so hit Ben up at Ben Buttons. And that's going to be Let's Talk Otaku. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.